So here we are, Worldwide Live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. This is the Monday evening conference call, simulcast with this radio show, taken care of by Winfrey. And I do not know the topic for tonight yet.
I started to ask you, Donna, if there's anybody that he spoke of that lives in his area. Do you remember him saying, like, a neighbor's name or anything like that? You know what I mean?
No, I sure don't.
So.
Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yes, my name is Reverend Cassandra Jean Glasso, and I'm located in East Patchogue, New York.
Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you this evening?
Just fantastic. This is the first time you are calling in?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, an extra warm welcome to you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
Did everybody else have a change in weather yesterday?
Yes.
We did. Yes, we did over here. Definitely.
Yeah, we did too. We had a drastic change from spring to winter.
And where welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yes, good evening, Jai. It's Raiden Knight from Aurora, Seco, New Mexico.
Raiden Knight, welcome back to the call. How are you doing?
Pretty well, and you, sir? How's your arm?
Good, really, going better, yes. Thank you for asking.
Oh, good.
All right, and then welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Gilbert, Central Florida.
You, Gilbert, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Which arm is it, right or left?
My right.
Right, that's what I thought.
And we had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Steve in West Palm Beach.
I picked up Steve. Evening, Steve, and welcome to the call. And I believe to also recognize Don.
Yep, Don, Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Hello, Don.
Good evening to you, Don, and welcome
to
the call.
Good evening, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And who else joined in? More people are here. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, Ronnie from Glendora.
And Rob.
Ron, I missed you last time. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, I missed you too.
Hey, is Robert with you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Welcome to the call, Robert.
Thank you. We got a new listener today. Ronnie's daughter, Val. Say hi, Val.
Hi.
Hi, Val. Welcome. All right. And I think we had another call. You want to please say your name and location?
Carla in Medicine Hat.
Welcome to the call, Carla.
Hello, Carla.
Thank you. Hello.
All right.
Is it snowing in Medicine Hat?
No, it's sunny.
On Saturday, we had 71 degrees here in Great Falls, Montana, and this morning it snowed.
Yeah, same here.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
No.
Mr. No, welcome to the call.
Don't tell me what to do.
I give you the opportunity. Vin, we do have at least one new caller here with us tonight. It's, shall I say her name? Reverend Gian Grasso? Am I saying it correctly, Reverend?
It's Cassandra, yes, Cassandra.
Cassandra, okay, welcome to the call.
Hi, Vin.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. You weren't supposed to let her on the line. Cassandra, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yes. I know.
All right.
We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Roger, welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Gail from New Jersey.
Gail, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Fine.
All right.
Gail, I love your Philadelphia accent.
even though it's New Jersey.
Pardon?
When I hear your voice, it reminds me of my childhood.
Oh, why is that?
Because I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh, we're neighbors. We were neighbors.
Are you in South Jersey?
No, I'm from North Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I'm up near the Poconos.
Oh, near the Poconos. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, is Billy here? Billy, are you here? Hello, Billy Dean.
I guess it means no. I heard his song earlier.
Oh, you did?
Because I played it.
Oh, you did? All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just spoke to him about half an hour ago. And, you know, we haven't heard from him for a while, but he's telling me he's listening to our calls and everything is going better for him. He's got a record deal. And he said he was going to be on the call. Billy, where are you?
All right.
Okay. And is Terry on the call?
Negative.
Oh, my God. It's so hard to find good help when you don't pay them.
Hey.
Anyway. Hi,
the person who's living outside of...
You're the exception. I don't know.
I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Marilyn in Oxford, Michigan.
Oxford, Marilyn. Welcome to the call, Marilyn.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. And we had another person join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
Hey, Wynn. Wynn, this is Roger.
Are you going to talk to Wynn later, or you want to tell him now?
I can go, throw the cross. Hey, Wynn, are you there?
No.
I guess he's calling Billy right now.
He's there.
No, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Wynn, you know what's going on? That Donna had for the last time contact with Dave and Mesa Friday night, and he was feeling so weak. He couldn't talk on the phone anymore, and Donna said, call your dad or something. You have to go to the hospital. And he said, I have no energy. And then he hung up, and she has not been able to get a hold of him since.
I better give him a call. But it sounds like he's not answering, huh? Have you tried emailing
him?
I've texted him, and I tried to call him. I just can't get him to... I can't get any contact with him, and he was very bad Friday night. He'd been sick again for a whole week, and the whole week I kept telling him, go to the doctor, go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And got so weak, he says, I can't even hold the phone. Well, I've been putting him in the light all day.
Okay, we'll put him in the light. We'll do a special session and put him in the light.
Okay, Morgan in California.
Hi, Morgan.
Hello.
Thank you.
All right. Hope everybody's well.
Who's this?
It's Chris in Memphis.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Chris.
Fix my headphones.
What's happening, man?
I'm glad to have you here, man. Is this Julia? Who just called in from California?
Morgan.
Hey, Morgan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. You know, I dialed the wrong number. I dialed Sunday's number, and I was wondering why I didn't hear Wynn's voice yet.
I did the same. Yes.
You still get on there, but it's not my call. It's just like some music or something, isn't it?
You know, I had to call Monday's number correctly.
Uh-oh. I guess the call is blocked right now, right? Wynn, if you call outside of time, it doesn't work.
Well, she just hasn't learned to time travel yet.
Yeah, I was thinking she's receiving the emails.
And that whole conversation.
So when are we having a session on time travel?
Who is that, Wanda?
You ever read about Montauk?
I don't know, but that was a good idea.
Time travel chair.
Mm-hmm.
Teleportation.
Mm-hmm. Wanda?
Yeah?
Every session we have is on time travel. How have you figured that out?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because time isn't irrelevant.
Why do you think time travel
time is
so
just
fast?
A measurement.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly is still on.
I'm on here.
Are you on?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Did you forget about the call? Did you forget about the call, Terry?
Yeah.
She went to the future.
She thought the call was at 7 o'clock.
I'm pretending I'm back in time.
2500.
I'm pretending I'm back in time. There's no snow on the ground. I'm barbecuing.
So, we got a whole hour of channeling to do tonight. Are you ready?
We're ready. In 5 minutes.
Give it a shot.
No, we're not going to do that. I'm teasing you.
Hey, Vin, no announcement email, right?
Well, I did send an announcement. Let me see if I finished it. I did send it, I thought. At the very last minute.
Yeah, some reason I don't get it on my Google Mail. I get it on my phone, my smartphone, but I don't get it on the... And it's not in
okay.
Spam.
I just sent it. Like
I
say...
on purpose.
It's really hard to find good help around here.
I'm for
I
hire.
You
gotta pay them in more prayers.
I'm for hire and for adoption.
Okay, here. Hang on a second. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 16th, 2015, and Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and all of you, wherever you are, you know what? I forgot to push the send button on my email, so I just sent it. And, so I have to make it go back. I have not learned how to make the email go back in time so people get it before the show. Okay. So I'm sorry. I guess some people have to just remember. And what I said was, what I announced was that I thought that the open mic we had last week was so much fun that we should do an encore. And now everyone's going to get self-conscious, right?
No.
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 We'll get over it.
No. We'll get over it. Okay.
All right.
I think everyone's good to go, Wynn.
Jerry.
Except Wynn.
Except Wynn. You know what is amazing, particularly on our, I mean it's on all our shows, but our Monday night show, and probably even our Sunday show, because the Wednesday show is kind of, I wouldn't go so far as to say it was scripted, but it's formatted. So, you know, we go into it and we ask questions. And for me, it's amazing that I start from nothing. I don't know what we're going to do. I stick my foot in my mouth and I say something. And one sentence leads to the next, to the next, to the next. And before you know it, we are all engaged. And then I'm listening to myself talk and I say, geez, I didn't know I knew all that. My God, where is that coming from? Now, some people think I'm channeling, but I wouldn't say that I'm channeling. It's a different process because I think with channeling, you leave this realm and you go somewhere else and then you come back. Now, if you talk, you're unmuted, so be quiet. You come back and... And then you're back in this realm. Marcia, I heard that, Marcia.
Marcia.
Marcia, you're not anonymous. And I'm... But
Marshall.
Oh, is that Marshall? Oh, Marshall, excuse me. It's not showing the two L's. I'm sorry. Hi, Marshall.
Hey, how you doing?
God, you don't want to extend it out.
Edible.
So what I do when I'm talking is I don't feel like I'm leaving this realm. I feel like I'm expanding into other realms at the same time I'm in this realm. And I think everybody does that at different times and different moments. They expand from where they are, and they don't leave and come back. I think even Terry is doing that more and more. But I guess I've got such a long track in this realm that I can integrate all of these levels at one time. I don't have to leave this level to go to another level. And so, see, now I'm going to get screwed up because I was talking about it, and I'm going to get self-conscious, and somebody is, like, making dinner. You hear them?
Yeah, I hear them.
Not me.
Not you. So, who has something to say? How many, did anybody listen to our, who is that, Chris?
Yeah. I just want to okay. Like on some of the earlier Monday calls, those were like some of the most kind of amazing calls. You know, especially when you're, you know, first starting out, and there was like, you know, just a few of us on there. And we would, you know, you would just let us talk and access, I don't know what I'm saying. And then when you would talk, I mean, it was just stuff that, yeah, like, I didn't study a lot of this stuff too recently, but yeah, you kind of access kind of a higher knowledge or your higher self, or it just kind of resonates with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Higher self.
I think so. My higher self. You know what?
You tap into something.
In truth, there's no higher and there's no lower. You know. It's like what I've learned. Who is clicking on there?
Yeah, I think it's Terry Brown.
Terry, wait a second. This is anonymous. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
We got him.
You probably...
We got him.
Okay.
is that me? You hear me?
Good. You're good, Wynn.
Okay, good. But you know what? What happens is when I'm talking, now here's where it gets really cool. Where I'm talking and I'm moving into other realms or expanding, I feel you guys expanding at the same time. And it's like suddenly we're all in the same space together. It's not like I'm there and you're not. And we've kind of grown into this where I can feel the vibe come back of the consciousness of our group. So if I say something that's off, the energy goes down. And if I say something that's on, the energy goes up. But I cannot possibly make those decisions consciously. I can't do it. There's no way. I can't manipulate it. I just have to jump into it, and suddenly some part of me is making those decisions faster than I can possibly think. Because if I was thinking, it wouldn't work, okay? And so that's kind of describing the experience. And we're getting all this background noise. Let's see if we'll mute them, huh? Okay, I muted myself.
Coming from your own house.
I muted myself. is Billy Dean here? Billy, are you there? God.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Well,
I had to unmute my phone.
Thank you. You know what? We all love to hear that British accent, okay?
No. I like to hear the American accent. No, not really. I'm sick of it, to be honest. No, I'm joking. I'm not really.
Now, listen, I want to play the song that Billy sung for me, one of my songs, okay? Are you ready? Hang on.
Yes.
And Billy, by the way, just has a recording contract, and he's actually working with a French company. And they well, why don't you tell them, Billy, since you're here?
Okay. Basically, there's a little French label that come over to LA, and I was in a band a year ago, and they come and saw my band, and then we signed with them for like 2 weeks. But unfortunately, my guitarist had a bit of an issue within himself, and he fell out with the record guy at this label. And then the end of last year, I finished with my band. We all went our separate ways. And they found out, and they contacted me and asked if I wanted to do a solo contract with them. So I'm currently recording a new EP, which will be an album. And then I'll be out playing shows in and around Los Angeles, hopefully, and then hopefully the rest of the United States. So we'll just see what happens. But if any of you are interested...
That's wonderful.
You forgot the most important part.
And the most important part was, when I was in my band on this journey, I was coming home from a gig one night, and I was listening to Coast to Coast, Mr. George Norrie, and Wynn was a guest on the show. And I found it very intriguing and very interesting, the conversations. And I actually sent Wynn an email. I was in a really bad place at the time, actually. I was going through some personal stuff. And contacted Wynn. He wrote back to me straight away, and he was really excited because he was a songwriter. Well, he still is a songwriter. But he had a little... Wynn was writing music and doing... was touring about the same age that I was doing, that I'm doing it. So I think he felt a connection with me. He sent me some of his songs, which I liked. Then he came to Los Angeles. He had a very good friend, Dave, who's a great producer and got a nice studio. We went in the studio, cut some songs, and the rest is history, really. The songs came out really well. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to play... some of them win.
Did you know that after we did that, there was somebody that was a regular on our call that got really mad at me, okay? And they said, Wynn, you can't do rock and roll. You're having a midlife crisis. I think she stopped coming to our calls. Do you know?
Oh, really? Oh, that's a shame. Back to the drawing board, then.
Well, you know, one of the dilemmas, I don't know if dilemma is the right word, but one of the things that happened to me is for quite a bit of time, when we started talking to the Elohim, I was thinking, oh, my God, I have got to be really good. I've got to be prostrating myself. I've got to be really professional. And it was like I was just this little guy, and I am just a little guy. Please, I don't mean I'm a little guy. But I felt unworthy is probably a better word, and I just get myself out of the way and bring this great message to you. Hello?
You good?
Let me just mute that person. And bring this great message to the world from the Elohim. And slowly the All right, keep your mute finger. Will you please?
I believe it was Billy.
I'm still here. I'm still here, just about. I'm hanging on by a thread.
Is this the blooper? Is this the blooper hour?
My phone was just about to die. Right, I'm running around trying to find a lead. So that's what all the commotion was.
So the thing is, I don't really want to be out there. I just want to be behind the scenes. I'll write books. I'll put Elohim channelings out. The world will beat a path to my door. And they didn't, okay? Cassandra, we're going to hear from you in a moment. So I found out that unless I was out there talking about it, that people just thought I was a big wacko. And they were right. I'm an intelligent, caring, big wacko, right? And so, you know, we've been on these calls, and we have done so many amazing things on these calls, and we've been doing it together, and we've been learning how the universe works. And you know, when it all comes down, when everything is said and done, it comes down to not loving the Elohim. I mean, lovely. I don't mean not loving them, but I mean, even they told Jesus, how do we love you? And he said, love each other. Love each other is the way you love me, because that's the way it works. And that's why we are having a silly call like today and last Monday. And, you know, I say it's silly, but it's not really silly. It's holy to be able to be here and look at the miracle of being able to connect with a bunch of invisible people, visible bodies anyway, and that, you know, we have learned to feel each other's energy in a way that particularly those of us who are on the call and live. And I mean, I feel the energy of the people on the internet, but it's more abstract. When I hear somebody's voice and hear them laugh, it's even more close. And so we have learned to feel each other's energy, and some of us feel more present on this call than we do with our families and the people we know in our life. And I know that's true. And here I'm going to play Billy's song. How many of you heard Everybody Loves You? Of course, Hi's, I got to tell you, the last time I played my song, Billy called up and he was on the line exactly at the moment I was playing it. Okay?
Yeah, I called in to my song. I thought I had the wrong number. I thought I was phoning into the chart. Kind of billboard.
All callers are unmuted.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Nice. So, I like that a lot. It reminded me a little bit of Bay City Rollers, a little bit.
Anybody but Jim Morrison, thank you. And you know, on that note, what I want to do is... we're going to mute everybody, but I want Billy and Cassandra to unmute themselves, okay?
I got them. I got them.
You do? Okay, so here we go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And Billy,
give me a moment,
there?
All right? Hold on. I need to find him.
See that?
All right.
Don't make big
here
claims.
Is Cassandra.
Cassandra?
Okay, I'm trying to find the button.
No, we got you. We got you. Don't do a thing.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Now, Cassandra, are you Italian?
Yes.
Don't be embarrassed.
Italian, Greek, and Polish. I'm sorry?
Italian, Greek, and Polish. Italian, Greek, and Polish. And, you know, I'm introducing Cassandra. We've been talking now for months. And Cassandra has a spiritual center that she's opened up in her... Is it in your neighborhood? It's in your neighborhood, right?
It's in the area, yes.
In the area where she lives. And is trying to do something to be of service to the community. And she discovered me, and she's having me do a talk at her center this Saturday? Saturday, right?
Saturday night. Mm-hmm. At 7:30.
Saturday night. 7:30 in Long Island. Now, I'm not going to be there.
Eastern Standard Time. Right.
Eastern Standard Time. I'm not actually going to be there. I'm going to be coming over a TV screen in her meeting room. And she's going to introduce me to the people that are interested or that follow the vibe. And I think Cassandra, you know, I've talked to her long enough to know that she has a really high intent. And it is really hard to hold your intent high, have no compromise, and make anything happen in the world, okay? And, I mean, believe me, I've been doing this now for, you know, doing these calls probably for 8 years. And, you know, initially, as I was saying earlier, I said, man, when everyone hears we're talking to the Elohim, they're going to be beating a path to my door. And in fact, they beat a path away from my door, okay? Not everybody, but lots of people. It's like how to integrate it. How do you integrate such a big thing in a real way? How do you integrate it in such a way that you just don't have people prostrating themselves? And of course, in all of our conversations, and early on, I asked them, do you really like to be worshipped? And their answer was, no. As I get it, it's like things are a little out of hand down here, and they really want to help. And they honor free will. And so you have to ask them. And, of course, if you have to ask somebody for help and you can't see them and they're invisible, we may as well call them God, and we may as well call the asking prayer. And that's okay because it works. It does work. But in reality, it seems to me that it's a trick situation with vocabulary. It's a trick because you could say, well, if you say there's one God, how can the next breath you can say there's a million Elohim? And how can you say there's quadrillions of us down here and there's one God? Because it's all part of God. It's all one energy. It's all the same. And it's like it separated itself so that in our realm, we've lost the connection with being part of everything. Most of us. And in the higher realms, they know they're all part of each other. They cooperate. They don't compete. They don't have anything to gain. Why is it down here people screw up and feel so separated, and up there they feel connected?
Because you know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? When I think it is, you know, religious doctrines and rules that has, you know, stunted one's divine right to fully understand how to connect. And
you know,
why it's, you know, And I think that it's, you know, it's important for someone or all of us to try to connect and regain our divine right. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you go above what you're saying, in other words, if you say religious doctrine, and yes, that's true. But see, why is there religious doctrine? In my opinion, the reason is because somebody wants to control somebody else.
Exactly.
And why do they want to control something? The reason people want to control something is because in this realm, because we've divided ourselves into a physical body, because we're not spirit forms, we have physical needs, then we start competing with each other for the physical things. And in that competition, you can't compete with yourself. You can't. If you see something as part of yourself, how can you compete with it? So in order to have competition, you need to separate yourself from the experience that we're all part of the same energy. And you know, there's a big trick here. There's not a simple answer. Because in this realm, because we're divided and separated into a physical, discrete body, everyone's physical, discrete body needs physical, discrete food, needs physical, discrete house, and somehow or another, we have to take care of our bodies, and we have to take care of, you know, the natural urges of our body, our sexualities, all these things. And here we have everyone else that's part of the same energy, but we have to create the illusion that we're separate.
Because we became a competitive race also.
Right,
so we compete against each other.
Right. Exactly. We compete against each other. We compete against other countries. And the thing is you can't deny the fact that you're a discrete body. That is part of your equation. The Elohim don't have this problem because they don't have discrete bodies, at least as far as I can tell. They're just energies. These group souls are just energies, and they can dedicate themselves to service. They can dedicate themselves to having fun. They don't have to worry about paying rent. They don't have to worry about much. Mostly, they probably have to worry about this creation that they've done that has got a lot of pain in it, which I think goes back to them. And on some level, you know, they feel very sad that there's so much pain down here. And
right.
That by interfacing with them, they can lift our spirits. They can remind us of our true natures. And we start waking up. And that does not mean that your physical needs go away. You know, some people, when they start going into higher realms, and they start thinking they don't have to take care of their physical needs anymore, and they become space cadets, and they're kind of dysfunctional. So you have to have a foot in both worlds. You need to have one foot in the physical. You need to be grounding yourself. You need to be taking care of yourself. You need to be taking care of the people you care about. Or the other foot is in the world where you can see that we're all one and take every opportunity to express that you can. But still got to take care of the foot in the physical world, because the illusion is real. You can't just make pretend it's not, because you will go down the tubes. And you know,
no, it's a delicate balance.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance.
It's a delicate balance. And
mm-hmm.
and most of us prefer to step away from that balance, because you have to work at it. So
mm-hmm.
I look at it as, you know, what would be more fun, staying in the positive by lifting yourself up, by connecting in the right way, or, you know, choosing a negative, which is so much easier, you know. So, you know, I don't want to get into the positive and negative of how people are.
You know, when you talk about the sorry to interrupt you. Carry on, Cassandra.
It's okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I agree with you on the balance of the two worlds. But I also...
Billy, would you talk a little louder?
Sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say what Cassandra said about the balancing of the two worlds. I think... I believe in reincarnation, or I think I do, at least. And I think the physical world, I think as the soul is in that world, I think there's lessons to be learned. And I think when you reincarnate, you come back to go over old lessons that you previously struggled with.
And you're correct in that.
With. Yeah, yeah.
You're correct in that, Billy. But here's the thing, that of us who believe in reincarnation doesn't give us a free pass and figure, okay, I'll come back and I'll relearn it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that everything that you do,
yeah,
okay, is going to come back 10 times, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So either
yeah,
it's good or it's bad, it's going to come back 10 times, and right, and that's where karma comes in. But it's important to, if you have like a nudge to learn something,
mm-hmm,
it's very important to make that effort. Not,
mm-hmm,
not, you know, lolly-da through it. You know, make the effort to change it. And try,
mm-hmm,
not to, if you believe in reincarnation, you know, try not to repeat the nudge, okay? Because
yeah,
the nudge is saying to you, okay, I've been here, done that already.
Yeah.
So that nudge is saying to you, hey, wake up. You know, so you
yeah
want to try and correct it somehow so you don't have to relive it again. You know, but
right,
yes, it is true that we've all been here. I believe in that wholeheartedly, that we've all been here many, many times before because there's
yeah
so many lessons to learn. And
yeah,
I also believe that we don't learn everything in one lifetime. It's totally impossible.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are a lot of lessons.
I think over the last few years, I think I've been totally honest with myself, and I think if I could give any advice, that would be the advice. Just be totally honest with yourself
and
how you feel.
That is 100% correct.
I think the more honest you are, the more of an awareness you start to have, because you're not lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just by doing everyday things in everyday life. And I've learned that from living in Los Angeles, because living in Los Angeles as a struggling artist is horrible. Do you know what I mean? It's really...
First of all, you have to be someone that you're not to satisfy
yeah
another individual or another group. And you're doing an injustice to yourself of being someone who you're not.
Yes.
So by discovering who you are is very important.
Absolutely, yeah. And expect change as well. I always had
exactly
trouble changing, with changes in my life. I always wanted things to be the same. But since I've been thinking differently... I've been embracing change, and it actually feels better from embracing it because it's natural. It's supposed to happen. This is what is supposed to happen to me. And I think that's when Wynn says being in the flow, that for me is being in the flow, is I know where I'm going, and I'm staying on that vibrate of the flow. And I think it's important to stay in the flow and constantly think about what you're doing and assessing what you're doing, because the minute you step out of the flow is when you forget who you are, you know? And that's how I felt
mm-hmm
from my experience from being here. But back to what you said about the balancing of the world, it's so ironic that we come into this lifetime with the shields down and no knowledge of who we were before. But I think that's brilliant because
mm-hmm
it's a clean slate, isn't it, to make...
It
make
is
a new life.
It is a clean slate. If only if we are aware of it. See, there's lots of us that walk around
though,
unaware.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I think if we knew about our past lives, I don't think it would be as effective. I don't think we could learn the lessons that we should be learning because we'd already know from previous experiences. We need the slate to be clean, you know?
Exactly. But what happened again? What happened again with religious doctrines and rules and man-made laws and everything? They made us into someone we're not.
Absolutely.
And we need to step out of that.
Absolutely. I think the awareness thing, I've been meditating pretty much every day for a year, and if I could give any advice again, that would be a big advice, to meditate. Because I think you reset your brain,
definitely.
You reset your brain, and you're ready to embrace anything that's going to come to you after meditating, you know? But,
excellent.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Wayne, are you still there?
No.
Okay, you left.
No,
bye, Wynn.
Wynn cracks me up, I have to tell you. He cracks me up. I love talking to Wynn. He lifts everything inside of me, you have no idea.
Oh, he does. He really does change my life.
He's like a breath of fresh air. He is so real and so true. He's like a breath of fresh air.
I always think of things I want to ask him, and then I can never, then I always forget.
I'm going to leave now because I can't. I don't like.
Yeah, I've got to say, did Wynn leave the building?
Hey,
Wynn has left the building.
You guys can.
Sorry, Wynn, we've taken over your radio show.
Yeah.
Good. I got two great personalities, three with highs, and we got a lot of people.
And where's Terry?
Terry, are you there?
Yeah, Terry. Terry's asleep.
Yeah. Terry?
No, I'm here.
Hello, Terry.
She had to unmute.
Right.
Terry, did you want to add anything to what we've said?
I'm enjoying it.
Mm. Cassandra.
Yes.
I know. I did want to make a point. I think one of the major things that anyone can learn in this realm, major, because it's not to believe it. It's like that there is a universe that we have the potential to access. It's in higher realms that can actually help us. I mean, if you just imagine, if you're a pure energy form, I mean, sometimes we think when we die, we're going to go to heaven. And then we're going to have, some of us think we're going to have 17 virgins. And some of us think we're going to be dancing and playing harps and playing music. But that's only a temporary place, because you go above that and then you look back at this nest down here and you say, oh my God, how can I help? Those people are suffering. And once a person in this realm really gets that there are positive beings in other realms that have the ability to help, to energetically connect, to do miracles, to lift us, the work we can connect with. They're present right now. I know they're present. They're watching us. They're saying, I'm so glad they're having a good time, because so many people suffer down here. And once somebody realizes that, once they get it, their life can never be the same again, because they have to say, I want more of that. And I think the value of the work I'm doing is because I tend to be analytical and logical, because I don't believe voices that talk to me unless I test it out, track it, prove it to myself. And because we've had so many phenomena, like Terry looking like St. Catherine and David Wilcock looking like Edgar Casey, that's evidence that it works that way. That, you know, it's like, I watch people who are skeptical. They think we scan the history books looking for somebody and say, oh, she looks like St. Catherine, we'll tell them. But that's not how it came about. I asked, was Terry anybody famous? And they said, look up St. Catherine. And here we have a woman who channels St. Catherine channeled in the Catholic Church. She went to the church. She was trying to correct the junk that, you know, that was going into the church. And, you know, we can't judge the church. We can't judge people for how they are. You can observe it, but if you judge them, you can't reach them. People are the way they are because very few people have had
an alternative to choose something else, something that they were exposed to. And I think the value of...
No, I believe everyone has a choice when... See, that's where I get a little funky on that issue, because I believe that everyone does have a choice. It's in your soul. You're prompted. There's something inside of you that says, hey, something's not right here, you know? And it's almost like an awakening. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are you know, like walking around like zombies. They're half asleep, all right? So they're not understanding or feeling inside that, hey, there's just something wrong here. This doesn't feel right to me. You understand what I'm saying? Are you dead? When?
If somebody believes this is all there is, which a lot of people do, if somebody believes there's nothing more than my physical body, when I die, I turn to dust. How does that person motivated to choose something higher until it's exposed to them? And I know for some people, I've exposed my material to them, and they say, okay, this guy's telling the truth. I can tell he's... I talk from my experience. I never say believe in anything. And when they get that I'm telling the truth, then they have a choice to say, let me see what more is there to this. They do have a choice there. But prior to that, they were in their upbringing, their church. They had all their belief patterns. And I don't believe until they're presented with something outside of their box that they have a choice. They either have
But some don't move outside the box, Wynn. Some people don't move outside that box. They won't move out of that box. And those are the ones that...
They don't even know there's an out. They don't know there's an outside of the box. You know
but they won't even entertain. They won't even entertain outside the box because they're one way. They live in what I call they live in fishbowls. But we're not going to be able to change those type of people. The people that we're going to be able to reach are the ones that there's a spark inside of them. There's something inside of them that they're seeking. It's almost like they're seeking for that truth, and it's like a prompting. They'll push aside everything they learned, and whether it's culture, whether it's religious upbringing, they'll push it away just to find that truth. There's something. It's a spark. What happened today in our world, people have lost the spark. There's no spark left.
I would say...
And I think that's why the Elohim is so sad.
I would say it's your job to light the spark. It's your job and my job, people that take positions like this, not to look at what's wrong with people. Because if you do that, you've already lost. You're only looking at what's wrong with them. It's like
you don't look at what's wrong with them.
You have to light the spark. I mean, well, just the fact that we're talking together, there's people out there that are listening that are saying, these guys don't sound like BS. They're lighting my... I feel a spark inside me. How are they saying all that stuff? Are they crazy? Not that many of them. Hi, could you unmute everybody?
What was your question? Unmute?
Unmute, yeah.
Unmute.
What's up, Hi?
All callers are unmuted.
Okay.
Well, people are waking up right now.
I agree with you, Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
I know in this life that I have made agreements with other souls to come in contact with them and be a catalyst to light their sparks. I do know that exists. Whether or not you believe it or not, that's up to you. That's your free will. But I have made agreements with them, and I've tried my best to do what I can for them.
That's all you can do.
I still said.
I don't think you can do it for somebody, but you can put it out there, and what they do is up to them.
Yeah, well, you can't actually do it, but you be yourself, and you seek your truth, and if you're lucky, you get a resonance and you light your spark. But you can't judge them for being asleep.
No.
You can't judge them for being sheeple, you know? And Chris, are you on the line? Chris in Memphis?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's the one good thing that, what's his name did? Jim Morrison. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Oh, yeah. That was actually for Robbie Cooper, who actually wrote most of that stuff.
And, that's it. Right. Chris is a fan of Jim Morrison.
Leave.
We're about to leave CBS. So I can see it.
Okay, I want to
take a minute, and let's just first of all, let me just say I'm going to be in Cassandra's group on the internet, on television, on 7:30 Eastern time, and I'll send a notice out if any of you want to tune in. And I think there's a donation on it, but it's not required. What's the donation? $10?
It's a $10 donation setup fee to be online. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a requirement or is that just a donation? I mean, can they say?
Well, that's a donation.
If no one
doesn't have it. What they could do, Wynn, too, is have them sign up so I can give you the GoToMeeting information so they can view you online also.
Okay.
Because hopefully they'll see me at the center and they'll see you.
Mm-hmm.
Online. In your location.
I want to take 1 minute now, and I want to send the light to Dave and Mesa, who has disappeared. We're going to do a session after this, Terry and I, and send the light to him directly with me and the Elohim and Terry. But they're here now. So take a moment, and we just ask for Dave for the highest good, for his well-being and his healing if he needs it. And he's been a regular attendee to our calls. And on that note, we'll bring this session to a close. And I'm sorry I didn't let all of you talk as much as I was thinking of, but I thank Cassandra for being here and introducing herself, and I thank Billy Dean for being here. And I hope we'll be hearing Billy Dean becoming a huge positive influence in the music industry. He's got the talent, and he's really charismatic, and girls love him. And he's young enough.
Not enough girls. A little bit of British humor there for you.
He is married.
Billy, I love you too, brother.
Bless you. Thanks.
I'll say a prayer for you, Billy.
Thank you. You're very good.
Let's all support him, because it's scary to be out there in that world. It's scary.
It sure is.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
And so... I wish that on Billy, okay?
I do too.
Thank you.
And Billy, it was a pleasure speaking with you also.
It was a pleasure speaking to
May
you.
May the light
Cassandra.
Go with you.
And you. Thank you.
Thank you tonight.
When would you be kind enough to call
thank
me?
You, BBS.
Wait a second. Thank you, BBS. What was that?
Would you be kind enough to call me later?
Mm-hmm.
After the call?
Okay.
I will.
I was planning on emailing Wynn your phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
I might have it, but
I'll email it anyway.
Email it anyway.
That's love.
Okay. So, hey, hi. Why don't you play Everybody Loves You again? It's a really good excuse to keep playing my song. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.